Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomer Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our seventh installment in Laws of Shemitah. We began discussing yesterday special halachos of how to treat Shemitah produce once one has brought it home. As we mentioned yesterday, one is not allowed to throw out Shemitah food. One is supposed to eat the complete fruit or vegetable or whatever it is, to whatever extent it's normal to eat it. If one normally doesn't eat the peel, if it's not normal to eat the peel, you don't have to start eating the peel, but you should eat the complete fruit. As I said yesterday, you don't take half a Shemitah banana and throw the other half out. You need to use Shemitah produce in the manner in which it's normally used. So, for example, let's say something was always used as oil for candles. Let's say there was a certain type of oil that was always used for candles, and you decide to use it for cooking, and nobody uses it that way. That actually would be problematic because it's considered to be an inappropriate use of this Shemitah produce. It's like a sacred type of product, and it needs to be used in the normal manner. Specifically, it will be prohibited to give food that's normally consumed by people to animals. It's a fascinating thing. This would mean you couldn't, to the best of my understanding, you couldn't take leftovers from a meal and feed it to your pet if it was Shemitah food. And by the way, it could be the other way too. It could be that a produce that's normally, or a product that's normally used for animals, it would be problematic to feed it to people. There's a discussion about that also. There's an argument that every time a person eats Shemitah produce, they're fulfilling a mitzvah. The Torah, when it talks about Shemitah, says it'll be for you for eating. So that not only are there prohibitions about how to treat Shemitah land and Shemitah food, and if you observe those prohibitions, you're doing the right thing, the act of eating, which theoretically I don't have to eat Shemitah, the act of eating it, according to many, is considered a mitzvah in its own right. And also interesting, let's say a person was eating an achila gasa. Achila gasa is let's translate as gluttonous type of eating. And halachically, let's explain it as the type of eating that a person is disgusted himself or herself is disgusted by this additional amount that they're eating. So there's a school of thought which says that it'll be prohibited to eat Shemitah food, achila gasa, because you're not really deriving benefit from it. You're not enjoying the taste of it because it's you've reached your own personal saturation point. Nutritionally, it's not a good thing for you right now. So it's a fascinating thing. These are just a partial list of the halachos of how I'm supposed to treat Shemitah. Now, the Gemara asks a question, what types of benefits can I get from Shemitah to begin with? We know I can eat Shemitah fruit, I can drink Shemitah drink. Can I do other things with it? So the Gemara explains that it has to be the type of benefit that's hanaso ubiyura shaveh, that the benefit and the consumption of the item come at the same moment. So when you think about food, if there's a Shemitah apple, so I'm deriving benefit from it, from taste, nutrition, as I'm eating it. So it meets its end as I'm deriving benefit from it. That applies to food, that applies to drink, that applies to providing fuel for a candle. That here it is, I'm taking the Shemitah oil, and the benefit that I'm getting is the fact that my candle is burning thanks to this Shemitah oil. And as my candle is burning, the Shemitah oil is being consumed. That would be okay, as long as that's a normal use for this oil, as we discussed earlier today. Let's say I want to use a Shemitah product to fuel my oven to cook something with. So when do I derive benefit from that? I don't derive benefit from the act of cooking. I derive benefit from the act of eating the cooked food. When does my Shemitah product get consumed? as it's being burned in the oven. So in that example, my benefit comes much later than the consumption of the product, and that would be a problem. The Gemara has a whole drush, has a whole lesson without getting into detail that's connecting the type of permissible benefit to the wording in the Torah about that Shemitah is given to you to eat. So we say just like eating is hanasa b'yura shaveh, the benefit and the consumption came at the same moment, so too is the case for any permissible benefit of Shemitah produce. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.